I started my business with $10. And I said, I will put on the armor of the tin man in the midst of that. So I went to God and I asked him to give me a talent that no one had. And I promised him I would be honorable in it. I promised I would go as far as I could go with it. And I promised I would teach and educate in it. And the next morning he showed me the vision of the tin man. And I got up and I told my family what was going to happen in this thing before it even happened. And I kind of, right now, I kind of realized what was going on, because how many kids would wake up and have a 14-foot dinosaur standing in the yard? So I look at it. I said, now, I was high maintenance. That's why my family was kind of like looking at me like, what will you build next? And I said, I have no idea.
So I know that you're a self-taught artist. Can you talk about sort of what called you to be an artist, to make art?
I've been making things ever since I was 3 years old. I started making things at 3 years old. So my family didn't know what to do with me. I couldn't go to school. I couldn't follow instructions like other people. If they said turn left, I would say turn right, because we still talk about two directions. And so as I growed up, my family said, well, Charlie's in the backyard, but he won't bite. But my mom didn't know what to do with me. And so she signed me up to my great-grandfather, because he was a blacksmith. He was the guy that's kind of like was grounded solid. He's the one that told us that this is the way you look at things in the world, in a disciplined way.
You know, I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with the one man's trash is another man's treasure. Mm-hmm. And it looks like you've found some objects here that could arguably be trash, but you've sort of transformed them. Can you talk about how you pick your materials? What makes something a useful piece to incorporate into your work?
I think when people say this is trash, I think more of my grandmother. This is my father's mother. She was the first lady that took me to a dump site. She said, I want you to go down and find your treasures and find mine. Now, this is the lady that let me down in a 30-foot ditch to find all kinds of stuff. And it was everything down there. Old baby buggies, old wagons, and old bicycles, and all kind of clothes and stuff, old blue jeans and coats and stuff. So that, to me, was almost like shopping at Walmart's or something, because we had no money. And so me and my grandmother would be dragging all this stuff back in a two-wheel cart, and my uncle would walk to the door and look at it, and he would just shake his head, Mama, what's wrong with you? And you're teaching that to him. And over the years, he walked up to me one day. He said, I really didn't see what y'all was doing with that, but now I do.
The title of the show is In Transition. What does that mean?
It's about moving it, just constantly letting things come out of you, just moving it out of you, just constantly all the time.
You talked about your work being for kids and all, and I assume that's like a role you play as an artist. What do you think in an artist's role or responsibility is sort of in the world?
Define himself, and then also to be himself when he's fine that. Everybody think the Tin Man is some guy that's about to ride up on a big mellow horse or something, but actually the Tin Man is actually a kid to me, because I never had the chance to be a kid, because at 7 years old, I was seeing out the four kids and cooking for 20 people. So the Tin Man don't have to pay taxes. He don't have to get up early. Charlie Lucas do. He had to pay taxes and get up early. So to me, the Tin Man is actually my childhood thing that I can look at it and embrace it more now, because I can also think about my great-grandfather, what he taught me, and he gave me a way of looking at the world in a way that you don't have to be worried about. I don't consider myself an artist. I consider myself as a toy maker. And so he said, now, as long as you know who you are, you will go further in the world.